Hey, how are you? And if you say you're fine, I'm gonna assume you mean like the acronym. Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. So, have you heard the term lifequake? Well, in this podcast, we talk about lifequakes, those unpredictable seismic shifts that, in time, lead to profound personal growth and empowerment. Here, you can expect heartfelt stories that reveal both the joy and the discomfort of unexpected change. And I think you're going to like it here. My name is Sean, and this is Something Shifted. Today's story belongs to Jasper.
Beginning of 2015, I had a liver transplant. Essentially, I became like a living upcycled human.
That's next. I know, you're busy, and planning what your family will eat isn't always top of mind. Well, that's why we love YouCook, and I can give you 50% off your first order. YouCook has really helped us eat tasty, nutritious food, and it saves me from spending time in the shops because they deliver all of the ingredients for my chosen meal kits right to my door. YouCook's always adding new recipes to the website, and I've even picked up some new skills because of their easy-to-follow recipe cards. And because YouCook gives you exactly what you need for each recipe, you never waste any food. I love the convenience. I love the variety and the flexibility of their meal kits because you can choose 2, 3, or 4 different dishes to feed 1, 2, 3, or 4 people and stay in control of how much you spend. Everything on the website looks amazing. So choose from meal kits or ready-made frozen crafts, weekend boxes, desserts, pizza, lunch boxes, wine. They've got it, and you can have it for less. Go to youcook.co.za and use my code #shift50 and pay half price for your first order. Go get it, shifters. That's youcook.co.za and use the code #shift50 at checkout to get 50% off your first order. Do it today. Okay, so this is going to come out of left field, but I'm interested to know what you've thrown away today. Like, in the bin. You haven't been paying attention to that? Well, that's fine. I've been keeping track on my side, so... So far, I'm up at an empty yogurt container, a milk bottle, and 2 banana peels. Although, those did go into the compost bin. So those things that you've thrown away, do you know where they'll go next? Because, spoiler alert, there is no away, right? All of our waste lands up somewhere. The best case scenario is that some of your recyclables might actually be turned into something new. But the regular waste, in the black bin, that's most likely going to a landfill site that's running out of space. So what would it take for you to see waste differently? To see potential value? How about an organ transplant? Will that help you see things differently?
With my liver transplant, essentially, I became like a living upcycled human because when you die, you're done in that form. And in a transplant form, I was able to continue the life of part of that person, which encouraged me to think about like how do you recreate things when they're finished in their primary form. It really was this like inspiration of like creating new value to waste and looking at how do we protect the natural playgrounds which we love.
So that's Jasper, the recipient of a liver transplant. He's also a lover of nature, a surfer of waves, and the co-founder of Sealand Gear.
I just wanted to surf and be creative and like design things and make things. But I just really wanted to surf. I didn't think about too much else than that. I just wanted to finish school so I could surf. I wanted to finish university so I could surf.
Yep. Jasper lives for the surf. Tall, lanky, dark curly hair. Not even a chronic liver disease could keep him out of the water.
When I was surfing, I was slower to getting to my feet and not making as many waves, and it was frustrating.
Primary sclerosing cholangitis. Try say that three times fast. Primary sclerosing cholangitis, or PSC for short, thank heavens, is a rare chronic liver disease. When you have PSC, your immune system attacks the tubes that drain bile out of your liver into your bowel. This immune system attack causes the bile ducts to harden and narrow, which makes it harder for bile to drain sufficiently from your liver, and that can cause painful infections and liver damage in the long run. People with PSC experience many different symptoms, the most common being fatigue, pain, and itching.
Your energy levels are low, you look like the Iris Man, and your urine looks like tea.
You and I will agree that PSC symptoms would impact the way you live day to day. An unpredictable disease that makes it really difficult to carry out daily tasks with a smile on your face and plan anything for the future.
You can't survive without a liver. I was en route to liver failure. A liver transplant, as with all transplants, is you've got to wait for a donor. And it was a full transplant, which means that you only have one liver. And for me to get a new one in my body, somebody else has to pass away. The reality of it is that somebody's life ends, which is going to then continue my life. And it's a pretty gnarly topic to talk about. I've confronted death, and I'm more comfortable talking about death because I've experienced near death myself and had close people around me die.
Having spoken to a few transplant patients, they refer to the strange limbic time in which they live, where hope and uncertainty coexist. You're living with an illness and its limitations, and you're also bound in time and place because you need to be within 3 hours of a hospital, because you just never know when you might receive that transplant. So you're waiting for a call. You're waiting for the phone to ring. You're waiting while you're still living.
And while I was living in that time, there was definitely a lot more of the orange-red light kind of feeling than the green light. So for that period of time, it was like very limited travel, and I couldn't go for long surfs. I had to be by my phone, which was a very different take on my life as a free-spirited individual who likes to travel, who likes to get away from the hustle and bustle. And it's not pleasant, but at the same time, my belief with all these things is mindset is it's the one thing you have control of, and it, in my view, it's one of the single most powerful things that one can do. And I've always been the more optimistic, the glass is half full kind of person, and I truly believe that was my ultimate strength through getting through this whole thing.
Jasper adopted a take the bull by the horns approach to getting through this whole thing of waiting.
I knew that the stronger I could go into the procedure, the better the possibility of a successful procedure and recovery post-procedure. And as much as I struggled in doing it because of the fatigue, the week before I managed to run up Lion's Head before I had a transplant.
Now, of course, he didn't know that he was a week away from receiving a liver transplant as he was running up Lion's Head that day. Limbo, remember? Like waiting for a payment to land in your bank account, or to learn if you've aced an exam, or watching the clock when you're late for a meeting and the traffic light is stuck on red can be anxiety-inducing. While Jasper was on the waiting list, living in that anxious orange to red traffic light zone, he prepared for the operation mentally with therapy.
I didn't opt into I need to go for therapy prior to a liver transplant. It's something that's part of a program where they prepare you, they assist you in that journey. Everything stems from your mind. If you're strong in your mind, that's the first big step that anybody can make in any challenging moment. It's not an easy thing to do, but it is proven that it can have huge benefit. I would contribute the biggest portion of my life-changing moment to that, being positive and applying that, a positive mindset, optimistic, realistic, optimistic.
In addition to the mental preparation, Jasper also prepared physically by, you guessed it, surfing.
I think it was probably like 6:30 on a Friday evening. I got out of the surf, had this amazing moment, and then received a phone call from the liver professor. Only one reason he's phoning you at that time.
It had been 10 months of waiting in this haze of uncertainty. And just like that, things were crystal clear in an instant. Jasper was going to have a liver transplant. Of course, all transplant procedures are major surgeries, and nobody can be 100% sure of how things will turn out. Each surgery carries significant risks. But Jasper had been preparing himself mentally, remember?
I saw it as an opportunity versus like being scared about it. Because if I didn't get it, then I would have died. So for me, it's like an opportunity for a second chance at life. There's also no guarantees in the procedure. It's a massive procedure.
Jasper was on the operating table for about 8 hours that Friday evening in 2015. All of his mental and physical preparation, pushing through the fatigue, was worth it. He only needed one blood transfusion, and although he had mentally been prepared to spend up to 3 months in hospital post-operation, he was out of there within 10 days and ready to embrace his second chance at life.
And that's kind of where Sealand was born in 2015, which is the same year that I had my transplant. So it was really significant. Like, we had been talking about this idea of this business and what it was going to look like prior to my transplant. It really was this like inspiration of like creating new value to waste and looking at how do we protect the natural playgrounds, which we love as the two founders of the business. And we both surfed and loved the outdoors and so on.
I can't be sure if it's Jasper's story that drew me to his brand or if it was the story behind the brand that got me interested in Jasper. But either way, Sealand Gear happens to be one of my favorite apparel brands. I really like the design. The functionality, the aesthetics are so pleasing to my eyes. Sealand has that secret sauce, blending function with looks, and they get it just right. And they do this in a way that upcycles waste materials, combined with other carefully selected materials, and they've transformed them into new high-end products. It's a brand that just feels like surfing, running, hiking. It feels like adventuring and being on the move in the great outdoors.
We're, you know, really lucky to live in where we do in Cape Town. And we've got all these natural playgrounds around us. How do we protect our natural playgrounds through creating products which are a necessity within the lives of us as a kind of outdoor people? Employ people locally and create value from waste, which is being generated in multiple different forms.
Jasper's love for nature has been a constant presence in his life. Growing up, you wouldn't have found him sitting still in front of the TV playing video games. In fact, you would have been lucky to find him at all.
I wanted to play in the garden. I wanted to build things with my dad. I wanted to go down to the beach and do life-saving or nippers or go surfing or go swimming or go hiking in the mountains or camping. Like, those are the things that like I really got excited about as a kid and I still do today.
And the signs of his creativity and curiosity were also there from an early age.
I come from a family with two creative parents and that was kind of instilled from an early age and encouraged, and my parents were successful through being creative entrepreneurs, and that's, you know, ultimately they mentored me and, you know, showed me what was possible.
Jasper pursued his creativity and studied product design at Cape Peninsula University of Technology. That's CPUT for us locals. And he started his own design label, Jasper Eels Original. One of his first ventures was making furniture in his garage in Cape Town, which is when he started to experiment with this potential of so-called waste, offcuts. Things that are left over. Jasper started making these little characters from the off-cut pieces of wood and other bits of materials lying around that had been used, discarded, as far as furniture was concerned. He called these raw bots.
And I started to really sell a lot of them, and they were really desirable, and all it was made from waste.
When you think of it, waste is really a man-made concept. In nature, things don't go to waste. Decaying material becomes nutrients that are then upcycled into new organisms, creating these elegant, intricate, closed-loop systems.
Because I love nature and I see the way the world is progressing and the way that people consume and the way that people produce, there's obviously huge problems there, and with problems there's opportunities. The foundation and foundational principles of our business and the way that the business has continued to develop and evolve is ultimately an extension of what I believe in and who I am. In the Sealand world, it's about being authentic and transparent and trustworthy and respectful, and doing that in a way that looks after the planet and people on the planet. And if anything we can do is be an aspirational brand which has this educational voice, then I feel like we're making a difference.
These values are almost tangible when you step into one of his physical stores. You know, when you're in a space that just feels right, like attention has been paid to the smallest of details. It has an element of handcrafted with love.
And that's where the value really lies in it, is building a strong brand which has got a good reputation and is going to continue to, it's like stands the test of time. And that's our objective. It's got to do with family and the team in which we've created, an environment we've created at Sealand. Is it has a feeling and a personality of like a family. It's personal, not in a weird way. It's just lovely. It's the culture is open and honest. At the same time, there's a team dynamic where, you know, high performing team, you've got to perform.
If there was a recurring theme for this season of Something Shifted, it would probably be the importance of the we. The people who endure the life quakes with us, who help us rebuild and grow in new ways. Psst. Just a quick one to say, if you subscribe to our emailer 321 Shift today, you'll automatically go into our monthly draw for giveaways, you'll have first dibs on tickets for live events, and you'll start the week the right way with some self-care tips. Think of it as three things for your mind, two things for your body, and one thing for your soul. 3, 2, 1, shift. Subscribe today and go into the draw for our monthly giveaways. Back to the story. Where were we? Yes. The importance of having others around you. And essentially, Jasper has two families, his work family and his bloodline. His supportive entrepreneurial parents, two brothers, his soulmate since 2010, and now two little girls. All the more reason to make the world a little bit better.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to be hopeful also. But I'm a big believer of like focusing energy on things that you can control. And that gives me hope because I know the things that I'm focusing on can make a difference, and it is making a difference. I'm not going to try and change the world like in one go, but if I can make little steps and little progressions in a good way, then I feel like we're doing a good thing. So doesn't feel tiring.
And while doing good doesn't tire him out, Jasper knows that it takes effort and intentionality to keep your mind strong. He's no stranger to therapy because of the transplant preparation program, but it's still taken him some time to find the practices that feel good and feel right to him.
For at least the first 5 years, I was like, all good. I bounced back and I was like, the purpose of having transplant is to improve your quality of life, not to take it backwards. So I got back into living the way that I always did live. But then when you start to have little challenges, health challenges, which are connected to the procedure, knowing that every challenge can be really problematic, it does start to play on your mind. And as somebody who's gone through those kind of health challenges, I'm very in tune with my body. So as soon as there's something a little bit out, I'm like, my mind has to be controlled very quickly as to not to think the worst or freak out about it. Again, in like in a relationship, it becomes difficult to you don't want to burden people with this sort of stuff and stress your loved ones out. And I would say that over the last 2 years has definitely become more prevalent, where I realized that like I held a lot of stuff in and it wasn't really healthy. More and more recently, I've felt the need to have somebody who I can talk to very openly, who's outside of my like close circle. Not because I don't want to talk to people about it, I just don't want to stress people out when it's unnecessary.
There's a lesson there for all of us, something that we don't talk about often enough. If you don't connect well with a therapist, it doesn't mean that therapy isn't for you. The important thing is to respond to your inner voice that is saying, we need some help here. Let's find the confidant that we trust and that we feel safe with.
I'm open-minded to spirituality, but also my life is saved because of like Western medicine and science. But there's very few integrated versions of that. And I speak to the profs who saved my life and supply me with the medication, drugs, which I need to stay alive. But they don't necessarily see the value in the spiritual side or the you feeding your body side. And then on the other side, there's a lot of like Eastern medicine or more spiritual people who then don't have the science. And I can't just not take my medication. Like, it's not an option. So to find the right integrated professional has been a bit of a journey, but I'm currently working with somebody which there's a good connection going, which is great.
And this is how Jasper is taking care of his mental and physical health, through balance and intention. And surfing, of course.
Like, I'm genuinely feel like I'm doing good things in my day to day. I'm healthy, I'm active, I surf, I have a lovely family, I now have a lovely business, I protect the environment, I look after people's rights. Like, not in any form of an arrogant or ego way, like it's always been important for me is to be confident to know that the decisions I'm making, the way that I'm leading my life, I believe is a responsible one. It feels right to me and it feels good.
Jasper has the perspective of looking at his life before and after a life-saving liver transplant, which has changed the way that he sees lifequakes.
With challenges comes growth. There's a lot of good that comes from the challenges. Without the challenges, I believe your growth is going to be stagnated and you're not going to necessarily see your full potential.
Jasper says that having options is one of the biggest luxuries that life has to offer him. And that's his goal, to create an environment where options abound.
You've got to prepare for the future, but now's today, right now, the moment you're in, it's the most important thing. And you got to like enjoy what you're doing. Like, you know, I couldn't think of anything worse, waking up and not wanting to live my day because I'm not enjoying my work or the people at my work or that kind of thing. Like, that doesn't exist in my world, and we're in control of that. Like, everyone has different scenarios and situations they're in, but at the end of the day, you're in control. And if you're not, then you get yourself in control and like remind yourself that you have the power to create your journey and your destiny.
The next time you see a beautifully functional Sealand Gear product, remember what it represents: a family of dedicated high performers, the stories of all the waste materials that went into its production, the clear mission of a brand that is trying to take care of the people and the planet. And behind that mission is an upcycled man. Jasper Eales lives in Cape Town with his wife and lovely family and can most likely be found in the surf. Thank you for listening to this episode of Something Shifted. You can find me on Instagram at Sean Lewitz and join my mailing list 321 Shift, which gives you 3 things for your mind, 2 things for your body, and 1 thing for your soul. Plus a few little fun surprises along the way every second Sunday. Oh, and don't forget to use my code #shift50 at checkout when you place your first order on ucook.co.za, and you'll get 50% off. I'd love it if you left this show a 5-star review and followed Something Shifted on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also leave a comment, which I might very well read in the next episode. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends or family right now. Oh, and all the links to the things that I've mentioned are in the show notes. Thanks, as always, to my executive producer, Rwenda Lewitz, and to you, of course, for believing in possibility. My name is Sean, and this is Something Shifted. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.